Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The lion's share of Ireland's economy is in the digital sector, and yet so many firms are still quite analog in how they order things and how they deal with customers. Some even continue to use paper. The local enterprise offices have been trying for years to steer SMEs towards full digitalisation of their business, and now there's a new government website to help as well. It's called growdigital.ie, and the idea is to assess how much and how far along the digital path that companies are. Dara Cleary is the Minister of State for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation and is on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Joe. How are we doing?
Not too bad, Dara, on this Friday morning. Why is it important for companies to digitise their entire business?
Well, there are so many reasons. It makes your business much more efficient. It cuts costs. It gives you a chance, particularly if you're an owner-manager, to put some sort of order on your work-life balance. If you use the right apps and if you use the right supports that are available, you get some sort of order back on your life. And you can see all of that, Joe. We have case studies on the portal, which is growdigital.gov.ie, to show you the benefits of digitalization specifically to your business and specifically to your work-life balance. Now, because, you know, a lot of business owners are so busy trying to keep their business open. They're so busy on the day-to-day operations of their business. They don't have time to stand back and see the opportunities of digitalization. And what the portal is about is to highlight those opportunities. But also, Joe, specifically, if you take 5 minutes, you can do a questionnaire online about your own business, give us some basic information, and we'll be able to point you in the direction of specific supports that are directly relevant to your business, as opposed to every other business.
Yeah, and it's not financial supports, though. It's kind of advice support. So it might guide you towards the local enterprise office or to Enterprise Ireland or to some other agency of the state. Is that right?
Yes, but look, there are also financial supports available. People in the retail sector will be familiar with the trading online voucher. We have changed that. We have redesignated as the Grow Digital voucher, and we've increased the eligibility for it. That can get you and fund some consultancy in the digital space. But again, that information will be made available to you. When you go to growdigital.gov.ie, I would really encourage people to do the case study, look at the case studies, do the questionnaire. The questionnaire will give you a scorecard as to how you rate digitally and how you rate versus other businesses. Again, without sharing your own information. With that questionnaire, with that information, you can engage with the local enterprise office or indeed with Enterprise Ireland or with us. If you're a client company there, they then will direct you towards the best support. And that may include financial support.
Would you say there is a substantial body of companies that have a fair bit of work to do when it comes to going digital in this country?
Yeah, there is. Look, we know that. And I engage with companies all the time. I engage with representative organizations all the time. I just got the end of Jess's piece there, you know, with you about cookies. And for a lot of companies, that, you know, that's a different language. But it is for the reason that they're so busy keeping the business going. It is for the reason that there's so much pressure on the day-to-day operation of that business. And what I always say is digital will help you grow your business, will help you grow your market. But in terms of the day-to-day pressure, there are digital apps that many businesses or many owner managers aren't using that would alleviate that day-to-day pressure. You know, we still have a lot of businesses using the very basic packages in relation to record keeping, in relation to accounts. Mm. There are so many transformation of packages and, you know, using very, very easily accessible technology, you will be able to change your business and also address your work-life balance.
Now, we saw a major global IT outage last Friday, as you know, when flights were cancelled and even TV networks were brought down. I would say that that underlined how utterly dependent we are on technology. And many went back to issuing paper boarding passes. Do you understand why some company owners and bosses are reticent about going digital?
Absolutely. You know, I absolutely do. I am that person. I tend to question everything I get digitally myself, and that's a healthy way. But equally, there are so many opportunities. And what we saw last Friday was shocking. We will find answers for it. But it is still rare. That level of outage is still rare. And I think, you know, when you look at the day-to-day operations that you can in your business, that you can enhance, that you can change, that you can make more efficient, that you can reduce costs, that you become more sustainable as a business, not just as a business model, but sustainable in relation to climate. I think digital provides you with a suite of supports and a suite of answers that will improve your business and make your own life much easier. And that's what growdigital.gov.ie is all about, to signpost those supports and signpost those advantages.
And will there be some sort of audit carried out by the Irish government after this CrowdStrike meltdown from last Friday to make sure that this doesn't happen again or can't happen again?
In as far as we can, we will. It didn't happen in Irish territory. You know, we are investing considerably in our cybersecurity, in our National Cyber Centre. I work closely with Minister Oisín Smith in that space to ensure that we have all of our defences in place. We have learned an awful lot from the attack on our health service in 2021. We have transformed the cybersecurity agenda and scenery within government and invested significantly in it. So we are constantly awake to the challenges to our digital economy. But don't let that get away from the advantages, especially if you're an owner-manager. And that's why I want everybody to go to growdigital.gov.ie.
Well, you've just closed out the programme by saying that's growdigital.gov.ie. That's Dara Cleary, the Minister of State for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.